Quip, the good habit.
WCHV time is 8:15. We'll get to you. We've covered a lot of ground at 434-964-1075. When we get done here, Mac McDonald is going to take us on point, though, first. Good morning, Brother Mac. How are you doing, sir?
Hi, Joe. Good morning. Yeah, I'm just privileged and honored to be a part of your morning today.
I slipped on all the butter on the floor. Oh, man.
Presented by Batteries Plus next to the Cavalier Diner. You can always trust the Plus. I remember my dad always used to say, because nobody loved warm weather like my father. He hated winter. But when it got to be, you know, in Des Moines, Iowa, he used to say, spring is sprung, grass is riz. I wonder where the birdies is. And that was just his favorite. I don't know where it came from. But anyway, college baseball kicks off this weekend. And while the Disharoon Park vendors are stocking up beer, wine, and hard cider for the porch, the Cavs will be in sunny Pensacola for a 3-game set with Oklahoma, the inaugural Wahoo Classic. More on that in a minute. Last September, head coach Brian O'Connor led the responsibility for selecting a new pitching coach to replace longtime assistant Carl Kuhn, who moved to Radford. Now he's got his own issues. The college baseball world sat up and took notice when Coach O'Connor was able to recruit Drew Dickinson from Illinois after 8 years in Champaign. Now, Dickinson was one of the best pitchers in Illini history. He carries a coaching swagger that is easily passed on to the metric and texting generation. In 2019, Dickinson's Illinois staff held the opposition to a 2.20 average, and the staff ERA was below 4. That's a solid benchmark for college pitching. The former Big Ten Pitcher of the Year posted 30 career wins at the collegiate level and routinely passes on knowledge of his 7-year professional career. He relates to the young minds of guys who want to see, of course, the show. He's a solid recruiter, communicator, and Drew Dickinson loves to motivate.
I know what it takes to move on in for a professional career, and I feel like I can really relay that to my players. And I just feel like I bring that kind of energy when they see me. It's kind of like if they were down, I can kind of pump them up a little bit. I just feel like I motivate them real well, and I think sometimes in college, when the ups and downs of the college life, I think motivation is huge.
Joe, this was a great find for Brian O'Connor, too. And he had a quote in all the stories that I was reading last night. He says, I just want them to be themselves, take ownership and accountability of what they do, and every time on the field, compete. All right, that's coach speak. But he said, it's a new beginning for me and them. And I think for them, it could be the same way. A new coach, it's almost like a fresh start for them. This is a guy who had a team meeting and drove 11 hours to make sure he made the team meeting after he was hired. He says, I like to be close to my guys, and I want them to be the best version of themselves. And as far as Virginia and Oklahoma this weekend, the first game will be Friday at 6 o'clock. The 2020 season kicking off, it's at Blue Wahoo Stadium. It's in Pensacola, Florida, 3-game series against Oklahoma. And, as I said, the first Wahoos Classic at one of the best minor league ballparks in the world, the AA affiliate, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, is the affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Mm. And it sits on the Pensacola Bay. It won the Southern League's Ballpark of the Year 3 times. And truly, in AA, this is one of the finest facilities ever. So this is kind of a unique thing. Come south, we don't know where. But Virginia, speaking about the porch and, you know, why they have to stock all that beer and hard cider, is the fact that Virginia will not travel once they get done with this. The Cavs are home for, I think I counted correctly, 15 games and won't travel to the middle of March.
Yeah, well, so I'll tell you.
Yeah.
The Dish is a nice college ballpark, too. I will tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, I think, Brian, this is a really neat opportunity for the guys to get, you know, in Florida weather. And, like, today we're going to touch 85. I'm not sure what the weekend is. I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying it's pretty nice. Because,
right,
you know, pitchers and catchers reports.
You're weather shaming. You're weather shaming us. Well, that's what you're doing. I hear you.
I'm not. I promise. I'm not.
This is why spring training's in Florida and Arizona. Although I have to wonder, if I was a Minnesota Twins farmhand, would I really want to leave Pensacola for Minneapolis? I don't, you know.
Well, they have the dome now. So, you know, they can cover their field and play in 60-degree weather.
And they have Josh Donaldson, so who's
exactly? Exactly.
So, all right, hey, Brother Mac,
I
appreciate it.
Tuesday, late one tonight, Cavs Notre Dame. It is a biggie, and we'll have all the details for you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
it. All right, Joe.